And I bless the Lord for it. I want to read tonight in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 24 and just say a few things, however the Lord leads. And if these brothers has got anything they want to say tonight, it's more than welcome for them to testify and preach whatever's on their mind. But the book of 2 Samuel chapter 24, same scriptures of like record here in the book of Chronicles chapter 21, where the Bible taught that David numbered Israel. And the Bible said in this chapter, the verse 1, I'll just read a few verses and go on with what it's saying here. And the Bible said, again, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And he moved David against them to say, go number Israel and Judah. But see, in the other book, it says Satan provoked David. And I want to say this tonight. You might not understand this, but the devil, God uses him as a servant. I know that sounds crazy, but brother, he used Satan, amen, in this text. In verse number chapter 21 of Chronicles, in verse 1, it said Satan provoked him, but it was God, amen, allowed this for the purpose of testing David. And of course, he was the number, he said, go number the people, how many you've got, amen, in the army. And of course, Joab told David, don't do it. But he did do it, and of course it brought judgment. And I just want to say this, it ain't about the number tonight, it's about God, amen. It don't really matter how many, amen, an army's got, long as God's in it, that's what counts. And brother, tonight it's good to listen. Gideon had 32,000 and got down to 300 before he could ever go and fight the victory and fight the battle and get the victory. And tonight, victory's in the Lord. It's not in how many, amen, people that you have. I think it was about several thousands that they had in battle, amen. It said in verse 9, it was like 800,000 valiant men. And then it says of Israel and then two of Judah, there was 500,000 men. But the Bible teaches here in this scripture that it wasn't the will of God for him to number them. Amen. It's just like the way we look. I was looking at a verse in Numbers, and they said, the Lord, they said, you be our eyes. Amen. You go before us. You be our lead. You be our eyes. And it's not that. If we can get that tonight, I've learned some things over the last week. Amen. This go to God. I know that sounds, amen, so simple, and it's something that we've always preached and done. But sometimes you have to be re-instructed. If that's a word, thank God, to find that place that you go back in with God. And the way I do it, I just sat before him, amen, and just talk to him like I'm talking tonight to you. And just tell God, just talk to God. I said, Lord, here it is. God, help us. In fact, when Sennacherib come against Hezekiah, Hezekiah done what when he wrote him that letter? He took the letter and laid it out before the Lord and said, here's what he wrote, Lord. He's trying to get to us. And of course, God avenged it, praise God. And he just took the letter and spread it out before God. Even though God knew what was on it, amen. And the thing of it is, tonight, all we have to do, thank God, as a people of God, we have access and go to God. So he didn't go to God about it, amen. He just sent Joab and them out to number them. And the Bible said this, amen. He said in verse 10, David's heart smote him. There goes Brother Danny, the heart of an individual smite him, amen, when he does not the will of God, when he don't do right. And it says the heart smote him after he had numbered the people. And David said, Lord, I have sinned greatly in thee and that I have done. And now I beseech you, Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. And so he said, God, forgive me. I've done wicked. I've done wrong. And he said, take away this sin that I've done, the number of them. What he's saying here, I didn't trust you. Listen, God's not limited in what he can do through anybody. Amen. If he's his child tonight, he possesses the Holy Ghost. And God can do anything he wants to through the individual if they'll submit to God and be obedient. It's just the way it is tonight. Thank God, friend, listen. God don't have to have big numbers. He just has to have people that submit to him and is willing to obey him and do what he wants in their life. Amen. One person, thank God, can turn the, thank God, do turn a lot of things around. Even Noah, thank God, was the only man in that day when the flood came, and of course his family came in because of God's kindness toward Noah's family. But Noah was the man by faith that said Noah entered in or built the ark for the saving of his house, and they entered into the ark under the call of God. And brethren, listen, he was the only one. His family and 8 souls were saved in the day of judgment, but God didn't have a man. It's never been big crowds, even though the early church had a number of people saved. God, through 3,000 in Acts 2 and 5,000 in Acts 4, there was added to the church, but they wasn't, amen, meeting in big places. They were meeting in houses. Them men were preaching, and brethren, they went forward. Thank God they're scattered abroad in the work of God, but it don't take but one. Jesus is one, amen, the night, just one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And so why number? Why do we count these things? We're bad about counting things, amen. I'm count that, amen. We count our money to see how much we got, but God's standing at the bottom of it as our foundation to know the night that it don't take a lot of money for God. He don't need our money tonight, amen. He blesses us by using it, thank God, to bring usury into the kingdom, and also blesses us through, thank God, giving, because he said, I'll give back. It proves the hand of God. Did it's the only time God said to Israel, prove me. I'll open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing on you that you'll not have room enough to receive it. And God will do that. He does that. I'm telling you, he's good at it. Amen. He knows how you can't outgive him. He said there'll not be room enough to receive it. That's what God said to Israel. I'm not an Israelite, even though I am here in the Israel of God. And I've been saved by grace through faith. The wall's been breaking down. I'm a Gentile tonight. Thank God, Gentile and Jew are the same, as Brother Danny said. The Jew has no advantage on the Gentile. Thank God, friend, our eyes has been opened, and we're blessed of God. And tonight we can count on that. Amen. Listen, we don't have to compare ourselves with one another. If you compare yourself to somebody else, then you're not wise. The Bible said it isn't wise. And so David numbered the people, and God said to him, and God, Gad came to David, and he said this. He said in verse 13, and told him and said unto him, shall 7 years of famine come? He said, I'm giving you 3 things to choose from. The judgment is going to come. I really don't ever find God doing this any other time. Or God said, David, I'm going to have to judge what you did, and I'm giving you a choice. I'm giving you a choice. I love the answer David gives, even though, brother, he was going to face something. And look at verse 13 with me. And Gad came to David and told him, and said unto him, shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in the land? Or wilt thou flee from months, 3 months from their enemies while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. Notice this, what David said in verse 14. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord. Notice this, what he said. And he said, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. Amen. He knew that God was more merciful. God would have mercy. But God did send an angel out. And brethren, 70,000 men died over that judgment. The angel had the sword in his hand and was about going to wipe them all out. And God said, don't do it. And God withheld them. And God told David, amen, to build an altar there on the threshing floor. And brethren, listen, thank God, Aranu said, where, and he was the one that owned it. And he said, here, take the threshing floor. David, amen, told him what he wanted for. He said, take the threshing floor. He said, take the oxen and offer them up. Amen. And the Bible said, this is the verse I want to say something about tonight. Amen. And David said, amen, he went out and he came to this man here, and he wanted him to bite. Amen. And David would not bite, but he said in verse 24, and the king said to Aaron, no, nay, but I will surely bite of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings, that which doth cost me nothing. I want to talk to you about that tonight. God, man And David the king said, I will not offer anything up to God that it don't cost me. Brother, tonight, everything has a cost on it. Sin has a cost on it. The first sin brought the cost of death to every man in this world. And we all face it one day. Brother, every man's going to face it as appointed. But what was the cost of sin back in Genesis 3? It brought forth death. It brought sin on the human race. There's always a cost. And listen, thank God the cost of my friend redemption. Through the blood of Christ, he gave his life. There was a cost. Even though salvation is free and what you said's right, that God freely gave us grace and forgave us, amen, of our iniquity and put us in the family of God, but it did cost Christ his life. It could not have been done had he not done that. Amen. Listen, friend, get this out of your mind tonight. Christ didn't die and leave it up to you whether you won't receive that. If he had, nobody would have. Thank God, I said one time, preaching in a meeting, I said, listen, brother, if it had been left up to me, I'd have been in that crowd saying, crucify him. Crucify him. Listen, there's nobody saved, amen, unless God saves them. And brother, tonight, it was not based on me. It's not based on choice. It's based on faith. That God grants a man when he hears the word of God. And therefore, that's why you got saved. You heard the word of truth, and the Holy Ghost brought the truth to your heart and brought you into the family of God. That's what happened. But it did cost his son. Jesus did not die in vain, and he didn't leave it up to me, thank God, after he did. In fact, the whole purpose of the cross was to my friend die. Amen. Listen, for mankind. But the purpose of God in his son was to purchase a people that glorify his name on earth, and brethren, they would be his forever. Amen. But it did cost God his son, and it cost the son of God his own life tonight. And it is like that, friend. I wonder today what kind of gospel is being preached to put it in the hands of sinful men. In fact, the hands of sinful men took him to Calvary, and he said with their wicked hands they crucified him. And it is that way. Mankind crucified him. Even though we know the foreknowledge of God, we know the religious crowd, and he said no man took his life from him, but he laid it down him himself, and he died willfully for us. And brother, tonight, he could not pay. Listen, if he hadn't paid the cost for us, he couldn't took us. God had set that up. Thank God that he was going to purchase us with his own blood, and that was the cost of the own blood of Christ. Thank God to redeem us from sin tonight. Thank God. I'm grateful tonight. Amen. That God had mercy on my soul. It cost him. Amen. Listen, friend, there's always a cost. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad he is willing to pay my sin debt. I know that's a familiar words in the Baptist church, but it's true. Amen. That he died for me. He died for you if you're saved. The only ones know that's the ones that's had the application of Calvary to their life and the blood applied to their heart, and to know the Christ of glory, thank God, through the new birth and have relationship with him and fellowship with him. That's the only ones that know it. You can tell people all day long, amen, listen, that Christ died for them, but it means nothing to them until they see the need for Christ through Holy Spirit drawing and the preached word of God, and them seeing that they're sinking in sin and they need redeemed, thank God, by blood, and brought out and made a new creature. And brother, that all happens at one time. When God saves a man, thank God he makes him a new creature by the new birth. And brother, that's all because he paid the price. Everything Christ done, the Father was satisfied with. Calvary's the greatest event. Thank God that he died. The resurrection's as great because there had to be a resurrection. Thank God for him to get out of the grave. Thank God to justify us. Amen. He's alive today. He ain't never. God's never been dead. Christ didn't die, but he got up 3 days later. And thank God he showed himself the witnesses. And brother, tonight, thank God he gave himself for me tonight. Hey, there's nothing tonight. Thank God without cost. Everything is. Everything's got a price. Amen. Thank thank God. If you've been bought tonight, that's because he paid the price. There's a cost for sin tonight. And there's a cost, amen, for the soul saved tonight. Hey, friend, thank God. If you're born again saved, it's because he paid the cost, amen.
That's right.
There's a cost tonight as a believer. Amen. Listen, there's a cost. It said, what does this thing cost you? It costs you your life. Amen. It's not a profession with your lips to get a hell escape from hell. Amen. It's a life change. It's a life, thank God, life. Amen. For Christ. Amen. Listen, we've been told all these things in this day. Oh, just come forward and make up profession. You didn't know what the profession was about. Thank God, but I'm telling you this, today you bowed. Amen. Miss Jennifer and Brother Todd, on the day you met at that altar of marriage, amen, you really didn't know what all implied, but it's been a lifetime. And the debt do we part. You gave your life to her, and she gave her life to you. Amen. The day you got saved, amen, he had already given his life for you, and you give your life to him. It ain't, praise God, me with him a few hours a week, but it's a life. You give your life. Amen. Thank God tonight there's a cost. The cost to follow him. Amen. To give up things. Amen. To thank God to draw close to him. And listen tonight, I'm telling you this. I read it and thought on it. And Brother Nipness, amen, busted my hide. As Shaver says, amen, he said, the flesh lusteth as high against the spirit, as the Holy Ghost. Amen. Might as well call it like it is. Your flesh is who you are. Amen. It ain't, listen, saying the flesh is what it says. But I add to it to the fact the flesh is me. It's the nature of Joel. The flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are what? Contrary. They don't get along with one another. Amen. And notice what the rest of that verse says. So you cannot do the things that you would. Amen. There's a cost tonight. Amen. It's thank Brother John that I found out to be true. The more light we have on us, the more to shine, Brother Dennis. The more time you spend in that study and get up on Sunday morning, thank God, the more shine will be on it. The more time we spend around the God of heaven, the more reflection of him will be in our life. It's just right. There's a cost. Amen. Listen, we can't be like the world. We can't live like the world. Amen. Listen. There's a cost tonight in this thing of following him. Thank God, it's all the way or no way. He don't have people halfway. Amen. It's in or out, Brother Danny. It's right or wrong. Amen. There's a cost tonight in following him. Not many people want to pay the cost. Amen. They want a little religion to satisfy their own soul, but it don't satisfy them. I found this out tonight, Brother Danny. Other day in my life, amen, I have been time other than drawn back like the Hebrews, and God said he had no pleasure in drawing back. Amen. I wasn't drawing back, friend, to go the past life, but I was drawing back, amen, not to go full throttle. And listen, I know the price. I know the cost. I know when I got saved, I went through much persecution. There's a cost tonight, amen, to live firm, live holy. Amen. Them that live godly shall suffer persecution. Amen. It's not a certain dress you put on. Amen. It's a not certain suit you put on. It's a certain Christ you put on. And he makes the difference. Amen. Brethren, listen tonight. It ain't, listen, I'm no clothes is part of it. Amen. I preached and taught them young people. And I said there's a modesty in this thing. And it ain't only a modesty in clothes. It's modesty in conversation. It's modesty in how you conduct your affairs. And brethren, listen, amen, it's got a lot to do with what people see on the outside. They cannot look in your heart and in my heart. It is, but listen, it's not the clothes you wear that make you holy. It's the Christ in you. Amen. That you put him on and make not provision for the flesh. And brother, it seems like there's always pressure from the flesh. There's a cost tonight to follow God and not go, amen, halfway with him. In fact, you listen to me tonight. When Abraham took his own daddy out of that land, amen, listen, he went halfway. That's where he died, halfway between Canaan and the land he come out of. And listen, amen, Lot, my friend, got down. He got out, but he got in a bad shape. And he should have went on further, but he didn't do it. And he got in a bad shape. His daughters, amen, done some things with him. Amen, it cost us even going to today. That's where Moab come from. Amen, that's right. But Amnon come from that. Are you hearing me tonight? But there's a God in heaven. And ain't my friend, thank God, stumbled at what goes on in the affairs of men's life. For there was a day, thank God, Abimelech took his family to his place. That was God's wash pot called Moab. But brother, thank God, when they got down there, he died and his two boys died. But there's a little old Moabitish woman, thank God, that come out of Moab. Amen, with him. Amen. That's right, with God, friends. You heard in Bethlehem, there's bread in that country. And brother, here came little Ruth. Amen, out with Naomi. And brother, thank God, she got married to Boaz. Amen. And got in by marriage. Amen. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you, and no matter, like the brother said tonight, no matter what our past is like, no matter what mistakes we made, I'm glad there's a merciful God, because as the cost done been paid, his will's got to be done, come hell or high water, and nobody can stop it tonight. Ruth was coming out, or if I went back, but I'm telling you, the plan of God, amen, to bring her out, thank God, to bring forth a fruit of womb, thank God, and had Obed, praise God, and Jesse came along, and one day through his loins came David, thank God, friend, there's a cost, and God, Jesus Christ, paid it all, thank God, and his will's going to be done in our life, amen.
All right.
That's right. There ain't nothing that happens that God didn't ordain.
Right.
Amen. People say, I don't know about that. Well, brother, you'll find it out when it comes to the end then.
Right.
I'm just going to go ahead and believe it now. Because all things are of God. In fact, Romans 8:28 is only a verse to the call of God.
Right.
I mean, people get it. I've had them tell me in the jail, brother, that verse don't mean what people believe.
Yeah.
They'll say, God ain't going to put no more on me. I can bear. I said, brother, that ain't what that verse means. He said, with the temptation you'll make a way of escape, you may be able to bear it.
Right.
That's what it means. Amen. Listen, friend, you and I both know, brother, God's allowed things to be put on us that we couldn't bear. It took the grace of God to bear it.
Yep.
Right. Amen. There's things we go through in life. There's the grace of God. Miss Katie, you know about that. I mean, some of that night and all the things that went on in our lives. And brother, listen, it was unbearable. I mean, people that say that don't understand the scripture. He said, all things work together for good to them that love God, who are be called according to his purpose.
Right.
It's them that's called and them that love God. God allows in their life things to happen.
Right.
And brother, we don't understand it, but we know God does it for his purpose. And the purpose of God's been fulfilled. And I tell you tonight, friend, if I didn't believe that, I couldn't rest good tonight. Because I know, thank God, that everything he does is right. Even though I don't understand it, and I pray to him and sit and talk to him and give my heart to him. Brother, listen, it costs a little while to get down and pray. It takes some time to pray. It takes our heart to pray. Everything, listen tonight. I'm not going to use or try it. I'm saying trust him tonight, thank God. Amen. Listen, David had to purchase that, thank God, that threshing floor. He paid for, amen, all them shekels for. And brother, he built, thank God, that altar there. And he offered up them oxen he paid for. And God was pleased with it. And he accepted the sacrifice. And later the temple was built there. Listen, are you hearing me tonight? God, my friend, does what he wants to do, but it cost him tonight. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Cost you tonight. If you're going to live for God, it's going to cost, didn't it? It didn't cost you a thing for salvation. He paid it all.
Right.
But for discipleship, it's going to cost.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to cost. He said, he that loses his life shall find it.
Right.
He that keep his life, he don't keep nothing. He don't get nothing. He don't gain nothing.
Right.
Amen. Jesus gave his life. He says, give your life. There's a cost in giving something. It takes sacrifice. Brother, listen, that man was wanting to give David that threshing floor. Hear all that stuff. That 70,000 men had died because he numbered Israel. Amen. Listen to me tonight. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I love the church and I love the people. But it ain't built on the number.
Right.
It's built on the people. Amen. It's built on relationship. It's built on this young man here. Now, you take a young man like this, nobody knows but God what he showed to this young man.
Right.
But what can God do through him? Mm-hmm. It's limitless. Right. If a man gives his life to God, it's limitless. It's limitless. It's just the way it is. And I bless the Lord for that tonight. But there is a cost. There is a cost in discipleship. It's a cost. It's going to cost you your life. Amen. Listen, would it be easier just to relax and just decide I'm just going to kindly halfway do it, mm-hmm. and I don't really want to get involved because there is hurt involvement, mm-hmm. there's hardship involvement, mm-hmm. there's things that people is going to do that's going to cause troubles to you. Amen. You know, I told my wife one day, I said, these brothers and sisters that go through a lot of trouble, and all of a sudden you don't see them. I said, in the flesh, I can understand that somewhat. I'm going to tell you why. Because it ain't easy. But Jesus never said it'd be easy. He said, my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Amen. I won't want to stop. I don't want to stop. I don't want to quit. God have mercy, I don't want to quit. But brother, I know it's going to cost me something in this thing for God. Brother Shane, you're a pastor in that church down there. You're an encouragement to me. I mean, you and your wife are encouragement to me. You've talked to me and told me about God helping you, and there's discouragements in any ministry. I don't care who you are. If you're a true preacher, there's discouragements. You want to see more, and you want to see God do something. But the thing of it is, you don't quit. You keep a going. You keep doing what God says. There's a cost in it, praise God. There's got to be something in you tonight, brother. Listen, David said, I will not do it unless I give something for it. Amen. I'm not going to offer anything that I didn't get. Ain't God have a cost in? And God's son gave his life. And God, there was a cost in Calvary. And the cost and the whole thing was to get us. Amen. That's the whole thing tonight. Glory be to God, son. That's a blessing.
Amen.
I'm telling you, there's amazing. I'm telling you, brother, listen, I'm through. Some of the most amazing things in my life was to know that God loved me.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, the God of heaven that revealed himself to me through his son, through the Holy Ghost, and I found out he loved me. And brother, when he said he'd take my sin away and save me, it was joy unspeakable. I couldn't get over it. It was so amazing, thank God, of what he had done for me. I was excited in my soul. Today, my wife, thank God, took me to be her husband. That's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. Here's what moves me. When I know that somebody loves me for who I am. That's amazing. Amen. I've had them say to me before, I said, how'd you get that good-looking girl? That's what they told me. I said, I don't know. I must have talked her into it. That's just the will of God. That's the whole thing, will of God. It ain't got nothing to do how you look. It's have to do what God sets up. Amen. That's just the will of God. Amen. Listen, friend, tonight, praise God, brother. Amen. This life's a good life. It's a blessed life. Amen. Amen. You can live like that. Praise God. You can live, thank God, down all the time. We all go through down times. I don't care who you are. It don't matter. Thank God. But I'm just saying, it's your mindset. It's your cost. It's what you put in it. In fact, what you put in it, it's what you get out of it. Amen. Let somebody say, I ain't getting much out. You ain't putting much in. You ain't paying the cost. That's right, brother. It's the cost. Thank God. That's right. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Amen. I'm glad he thought enough. He thought any good about me. As far as myself, he thought good about me and his son. That he could get. He said, I can get glory out of that fella right there. I can get glory out of that lady. I can get glory out of that boy. I can get glory out of this couple. I can get glory. I'm going to get glory out of them. Amen. And listen, the bottom line is he can get glory out of everything. He get glory out of everything. He'll get glory, thank God, in the judgment. That's right.
Yeah.
Because he's going to, listen, I'm glad I got mercy and not judgment. Amen. That's right, buddy. I'm glad, thank God, the justice of God would say, put him in hell. Mm-hmm. But the mercy of God said, no, I paid the cost for him. Amen. I'm his and he's mine. Thank God. Amen. I bless the Lord for it. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you being in the house of God. Amen. Brother Shank, how about saying something tonight? Testify and say something tonight. Yes, sir.
I always took care of him.
Amen.
Looked after me.
That's right.
My family.
Yes.
Thank God for what you've been merciful.
Amen.
And I'm in for the blood of Jesus Christ.
God help
you. And I can't stand without exalting the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Giving him the glory and the praise and the honor.
Amen.
Because it's all in him. Nothing I can do. Nothing in me whatsoever. But it's all in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I thank God for what he's done. And we had a visitor Sunday. Boy, that made me smile.
Amen.
Amen.
And it tickled me good to have another visitor.
Amen.
We're standing there. We're standing tight. We
Amen.
The Lord to do something.
Amen.
I've been preaching, no matter how many there. Like you said, it ain't in the number.
No. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Bless his good name.
Yes.
Amen to God. Amen. Stay with it. Thank God. That's my prayer tonight.